Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live, and it is another worldwide broadcast today. I want to thank you all for joining me. We're going to be here for the next 3 hours, and we have a very important transmission lined up for you. Guaranteed, ladies and gentlemen, guaranteed important broadcast lined up for you. Bernadine Smith has been one of the most on-target researchers into the global crime syndicate that we've ever interviewed, and she hasn't been on with us in about a decade. I don't know, 6, 7, 8 years. I don't remember. It seems like a decade. I think it probably has been a decade. Seems like 2002 might have been the last time she was on with us. So she's going to be on the broadcast today, and she has sent me these three big giant folders right here. You're watching at PrisonPlanet.tv. If not, when she's on today, you'll be able to hear her go over the documents, and then in a day or so, the video will be up for everyone on the web. But this is very, very important information dealing with the world government takeover plan that has been in place since the 1930s, and they're following the same program. They're basically in control of the planet now. They're just mopping up resistance, and how this in official U.S. law and global memorandums deals with the total disarmament of the American people. I have three different big folders, and they are nothing less than mind-blowing. We have the New York Times in here back in the 30s going over how there'd be 9 FEMA regions, not 10. It is just unbelievable, the research and information. And I'll be honest with you. She sent me one of these folders about 14 years ago, and I loaned it to somebody. If memory serves, and when I asked for it back, they said they didn't know what I was talking about. But she was kind enough to hand make these for us and send these back to us. So we're definitely going to do some other special reports on it. Here's an actual copy of 7277. Where they say they're going to take all of our firearms, how they're going to disarm our military and only have the UN military get bigger. She's got all the original news articles back when they were introducing this like it was the greatest thing since sliced bread. So that is just some of what we are going to be covering here today. I'm trying to find that New York Times. I was showing one of the guys this earlier, and then it flipped right to it. Now I'm looking for it and can't find it. She's going to be joining us coming up in the second hour today. And then the maker of the Hold the Pale Horse that's got Charlie Daniels in it. It's very informative. He's going to be joining us for 30 minutes at the end of the transmission today. Obviously, when we come back from break, we will get into the news and information for you. And I will attempt to not go into a rage on air or anything, because I've been psychoanalyzing myself. And I'm just constantly overwhelmed with anger by all the news and information and frustration. In that the brain can instantly understand something, have a full analysis of it. How do you present that to people? So I'm like a robot with smoke coming out my ears here. And the public more and more is either waking up or going into trance states. And so many of the public are in quasi-trance states. Just, it's freaking me out. Television freaks me out. It's insane, the system we're living in. All right, I'm Alex Jones. We'll be back with all the news. Not fit to print. Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for truth seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at InfoWars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, my friends, we are kicking off another worldwide transmission here. And we're going to have Bernadine Smith on with us coming up in the second hour. She's been fighting the globalists for more than four decades. She is probably the preeminent expert who first exposed Agenda 21, the UN global governance takeover, the fact that our own government created the UN, and they have a public plan to disarm us in the family, bring in foreign troops. And, of course, that all sounded crazy decades ago when she was talking about it. Now it's all out in the open. Of course, here's the deal with Bernadine Smith of the Second Amendment group. She documents everything meticulously. I don't have one. I don't have two. I have three giant binders that she mailed me. Now, she did this again over a decade ago. And I loaned them to somebody and they didn't give them back. Well, you're not getting these, okay? I'll tell the folks how long the other ones to. You're not getting these. This has the New York Times in the 30s calling for world government, nine FEMA regions, not 10, how they're going to get rid of the military, how they're going to get rid of the family, L.A. Times, State Department documents, congressional record. It is insane, the treasure trove of these. In fact, I'm going to talk to her. We've got to digitize this. We've got to digitize this and put it out as a PDF for people. Because, I mean, there's three of them, ladies and gentlemen. Was three of them. I just spilt something on it. I tell you what, boy. Anyways, so here you have just all of this off the charts. Incredible. Absolutely incredible information. Now, I want to cue up the winner. A lot of it's just music, but we'll cue up a few minutes of this. The winner, the $10,000 winner of the Obama Dictator Contest. And the winners are InfoWarriors land a direct hit on Dictator Obama in person. Obama drives by and acknowledges the sign saying he's dictator scum. They got it on the local news and just had an overall devastating effect. And so they are the winners. And I, in the future, will put together a whole news piece properly giving credit to these folks. Runner-up was Stop Dictator Obama, Freedom Over Texas Festival, Protest and Air Banner. They came within an inch or less of being the winners. That's from InfoSalvo. The other YouTube channel is AUSTPEM, AustPEM. And we'll give these folks more credit in the near future. We can do a whole proper report on all of this coming up. But right now, we'll play a few minutes. For radio listeners, we'll also post this up at InfoWars.com, the winner. InfoWarriors land direct hit on Dictator Obama in person. Here is the winner. You get $10,000. So we'll need to get your contact info and get that check written to you by Monday or so. We'll even do it tomorrow if we get the info in. And I'm going to play this and then come back. And I'm going to clean the raw milk up off of the documents. Almost threw the glass through the wall. I am in a controlled rage right now. That's why we're even going to this video now. I don't think anyone even knows that just happened, even though I'm talking about it on air. And we will be right back. Stay with us.
Okay,
It doesn't translate too well over radio, I know, but there it is. The video's up at Infowars.com. They are the winners. And again, I'm not really doing justice to anybody here as part of this contest. It was amazing. And thousands of people in phase one and phase two, total over 1,000, hung banners up all over the country against President Obama and his dictatorial actions, which shows a physical resistance and really freaks the system out. All over the country, there are reports of people on their business signs telling Obama that you didn't build my business, you piece of filth. They're even making comments like that. And it's good to defile these puppets because we're meant to worship these puppets and worship government, and it's the opposite. In a free system, you disdain and distrust government. But when you're told to worship government all day, you're moving closer to a North Korean-style society. That's what's going on here. That's what's happening. Now, we have some really good news here. I just instinctively last week said, you know what, even if you, people out there don't agree with the owner of Chick-fil-A's view on same-sex marriage, you should really be freaked out by calls in Chicago and Boston, the city saying, we're going to shut you down. Like the mafia. We don't like your views. We're going to shut you down. Again, that's directly out of Nazi Germany, Soviet Russia, North Korea. That's really scary. I mean, I can't believe they're that brazen. But they're there training us. Just like when they have police all over the country, prosecutors get up on the news and say, if you talk bad about Obama, we're going to arrest you. Because we say it's a lie. They can only operate like this because so much of the public doesn't know which end is up. And I made the point that even though I don't like fast food, I would have to go to Chick-fil-A. Their breakfast is okay. I'm not really into MSG-dipped chicken. Talk about an assault on people. But as for fast food goes, they have clean, you know, nice facilities. If I'm out on the road somewhere and there's nothing to eat but fast food on the road, I'll eat Chick-fil-A. And nothing to do with the fact that it's closed on Sunday and the guy's a devout Christian. But my entire office and everybody else I know has been going to Chick-fil-A now, and it's being reported on all over the news that they have long lines and ran out of chicken yesterday, breaking a world record because people are there. And this is setting off a culture war. And see, that's what I'm saying. The globalists are a tiny... And we're showing photos and news articles right now on screen if you're looking at PrisonPlanet.tv of lines out the door. The globalists get up there on the Olympics and want to show men humping each other and women kissing each other. And it's not even an attack on people of that persuasion to say, don't show sex to kids. Don't push an agenda. That's creepy. That's really creepy. You know, leave our children alone. It's real simple. And now they want to attack our free speech. I mean, it's just like they came out after they clearly staged that shooting in Aurora and now got a drugged out, you know, Patsy up there. And they said, we're going to get your guns. And gun sales doubled and pro-gun polls went up on average about 5 points. The vast majority of Americans are pro-gun or are becoming pro-gun right now. And even Time Magazine admits that in the current issue, How Guns Won. And they go on to say the American people have turned against gun control. No, we've turned against tyrant control freaks taking our tax money, arming to the teeth against us, trying to train the military and police against us so offshore banks can rob this country. And so this is what's happening. They are trying to shut it down, and instead it's making record profits. Record profits, selling out of its food, can't even supply enough of it because people are sick of it. They are tired of people that had parents that repressed them or whatever, who then become extreme, quote, liberals and who just want to do a bunch of weird stuff to themselves. I mean, now sexual deviancy is getting to the point of people having arms and legs cut off because they think it's sexy. Okay, if you want to go chop your arms and legs off, do it. Just don't tell me about how great it is all day, okay? I mean, look, the point is this is what happens in decadent societies right before societal collapse. It happens in every culture. People recognize that, and there's a rebellion against it. So good. Get more radical. Push more stuff. For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it, and I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together. Connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
Run through some of the news here. I already mentioned Chick-fil-A sets a world record. It's being reported by the Associated Press, the Weekly Standard, you name it, selling out of chicken nationwide. So you get some mafia bully over Chicago going, "We're going to shut you down." And everybody goes and buys their chicken up. I mean, think about that. Somebody can't have their view that two men or two women shouldn't be able to get married and then have all the, you know, state conventions that are involved in it. I mean, regardless of which side of that debate you're on, you've got to agree you shouldn't shut down someone's business because the political commissars in a city or a town don't like what you're doing. That is the essence of oppression. And I meant to get to other news. It is so heartening to see the fact that people don't buy any of this anymore. Again, even if you were someone who had a non-conventional sexual orientation, do you really want to shut down businesses all over the U.S. because the company owner disagrees with you? And people defend this. This is what this liberal tyranny is all about. It's not liberal at all. It's about picking winners and losers. You take right here in Austin, Texas, if you don't go before the city council, and if you're not one of their little insider buddies that gives them campaign donations and hires their family members, you're not going to build anything in this town anymore. The code inspectors are out of control. They'll come to somebody and say, "Well, you've got a tree on your property. You can't build anything here. You have to get permission to cut a tree now." But then if their buddies want to build a golf course and cut down, 10,000 trees, hey, knock it out. Cut down giant oak trees. Do whatever you want. Again, it's about selective enforcement in our society. Speaking of the nanny state, I have a stack of articles here. Are they going to ban knives? Xbox chat leads to a violent attack in Oakley. CBS 13, an online fight led to an in-person attack for a young man in Oakley, and he ended up with nearly two dozen stab wounds. Well, gotta ban knives, not the fault of the guy that stabbed him. Here's one out of China, Associated Press. Teenager kills 8, wounds 5 in China knife attack. His girlfriend broke up with him, so he went and stabbed everybody. Well, the answer is the Second Amendment did that over here in America. I mean, the Second Amendment caused Mexico to have problems when the government shipped the guns in and blamed the Second Amendment. Of course, Al-Qaeda, too, is a big problem. That's why our criminal government's putting them into Libya and Syria. And that's all over the news, too, but it's not a big news issue. Oh, Al-Qaeda works for our government. Oh, yeah, but that Alex Jones is bad for saying they did on 9/11. A teenager killed 8 people with a knife and wounded 5 more in northeast China after falling out with his girlfriend, state media said Thursday. The teen killed 2 of her family members and 6 more people before fleeing. The state-run legal daily newspaper said it reported he was caught but did not describe the circumstances. Well, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. 17-year-old kills 8, wounds 5, and you know whose fault that is, George Washington. They got a new ABC News show coming out called Founding Fathers that demonizes gun owners and Texans. I mean, absolutely. I mean, look. If somebody slips on a banana peel in South Africa or Israel or Germany or Russia, you know who did it. George Washington. If you get a cold, you know who did it. Conservatives, libertarians, all our fault. The number one terror threat is returning veterans. They're so evil. Oh, look at this. Washington Post. 2 planes taking off from National put on collision course with plane trying to land. 3 commuter jets came within seconds of mid-air collision. Of course, in the last few months, drones have almost crashed a couple times. But, of course, the answer is going to be make everything be robotically controlled by a central system, which globalists control, of course, and let all the cars be robotically run, and that will end all these problems. That's where the technocracy is going with all of this. I thought I would just, oh, look, missile defense staff warned to stop serving porn sites. Bloomberg. They can't even control themselves. They want to run our lives. Pelosi says, and Dems push Homeland Security for clarity on lesbian, gay, transgender people. So they're to get special rights and not be deported.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce for the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. You've got the Life Straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The KTOR hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, third edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. Therosafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com. There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
I'm concerned with the systems of control, those that control my life, and those that seek to control it even more. I want freedom. That's what I want, and that's what you should want.
It's up to each and every one of us to turn loose just some of the greed, the hatred, the envy, and yes, the insecurities, because that is the central mode of control. Make us feel pathetic, small, so we'll willingly give up our sovereignty, our liberty, our destiny. We have got to realize that we're being conditioned on a mass scale. Start challenging this corporate slave state. The 21st century is going to be a new century. Not the century of slavery, not the century of lies and issues of social significance and classism, statism, and all the rest of those control. It's going to be the age of humankind standing up for something pure and something right. What a bunch of garbage, liberal, Democrat, conservative, Republican. It's all there to control you, two sides of the same coin. Two management teams bidding for control, the CEO job of Slavery Incorporated. The truth is out there in front of you, but they lay out this buffet of lies. I'm sick of it, and I'm not going to take a bite out of it. Do you got me? Humankind is too good. We're not a bunch of underachievers. We're going to stand up, and we're going to be human beings. We're going to get the real things, the things that matter, creativity, and the dynamic human spirit that refuses to submit. Well, that's it. That's all I've got to say. Continue your course.
Again, I was just psychoanalyzing my own self why I'm so freaked out. And maybe it's because the Ayatollah that runs Iran, you know, Ahmadinejad's a puppet. They allow you to run over there and allow you to win, kind of like our system. They said they're prepared for war in the next 2 weeks. The former head of the Mossad that quit about 2 years ago, saying an attack on Iran is a very bad idea, he came out and told Iran, prepare to be attacked, warning, in the next 12 weeks, which generally would be treason. I mean, if a U.S. Former head of the CIA told the government, get ready to be hit in the next 12 weeks, even though that's a moral thing to do because the war is wrong and will destabilize things, it's a big deal to have someone come out and say, don't do that. We've had a bunch of the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. We've had a bunch of them. Going back, 6 years or so, 7 years, refused to attack Iran. Netanyahu sings, time's running out. What's happening is the bankers are imploding the world economy right now, and they want a big political diversion to blame it all on, and to blame exploding oil prices and all the rest of it on. And that's the game plan. And the whole world is lining up for this huge intensification of crises. And the ships are massing, and they've done this a lot over the last, you know, 6-7 years. But now it's the most intense it's ever been. And then you add to that, they have not had the military ready for martial law and running checkpoints everywhere and openly admitting that they're gearing up for it and getting ready for it all over the place. Now, I'm not saying we're going to have martial law in October as an October surprise with an attack on Iran, but all the evidence points in that direction. Can it be turned around? Maybe. And then I'm here on the air talking about people rebelling against, you know, political correctness and attacks on free speech by Chick-fil-A support. Congressman says we're still home of the brave, but we're not the land of the free anymore. Really, are we still the land of the brave to morally admit that we have criminals that have hijacked our country? Yeah, there's a lot of brave people left in this country. There's a lot of brave people everywhere. But there's also a lot of people living in delusion. A group of freshman congressmen came out yesterday and said that a regulation issued under Obamacare and Health Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius has taken freedom of religion away from Americans. Yeah, it has. You got to fund abortion. You got to hire people that aren't of your religion. Basically, it's killing free association. And that's always been their plan. That's just some of the information that we have here in front of us today. And it goes on and on and on. Look at this financial news. Fed holds off on new steps to stimulate U.S. economy. They have held back over a year with QE3, and you're in trouble if you do, you're in trouble if you don't. If they don't, the depression will accelerate. Most of my dad's patients that had good jobs 5 years ago have two low-pay jobs now. Everybody I talk to, you know, Austin is per capita the wealthiest city in the country now. The best place to be. About half the restaurants I would go to in the past are closed. You go to stores, they've got about a third the people in them they had before. People are freaked out. And they tell us in the media, oh, the economy's great. Oh, but we never really got out of the recession 3.5 years ago. Well, that's called a depression. And then meanwhile, you have these mega banks that are publicly above the law doing anything they want, tax exempt. And I was reading where the gold medals are, what, 1.5% gold, or was it 1.8? 1.87. Or 1.87. Good job, CJ, knowing that. I saw the article yesterday. And the IRS is there to charge them. It's a gift. You're not supposed to even... They're setting a precedent where if somebody gives you a toy, you're supposed to pay taxes when you're a kid. Or if somebody gives you, I mean, you know, this, and this is, they're going after swap meets and garage sales and lemonade stands. This is the new economy where any barter or underground, bake sales, whatever, the IRS is showing up and county and city people are showing up. They're not watching the mayor who's busy doing insider deals and making millions, ripping people off, you know, in your town. In many cases, they're not busy watching the mass criminality or the UN kidnapping kids inside the U.S. under diplomatic immunity and flying them to different countries and even comes out in the news and nobody gets in trouble. They're not worried about any of that. They're there saying we want out of the tiny bit of gold, we want a couple $100 out of those fake gold medals. And I just thought that just absolutely illustrates how the mega banks and these globalists are all tax exempt. And what a joke it is, though, that they've got the tax enforcers. When they win a gold medal, they get a $10,000 per diem. They grab part of that. They grab part of their gold medal. Or they threaten to seize them if you don't immediately pay them. And the idea is you don't even get to pay at the end of the year the private Federal Reserve to their collection agency, the IRS. My dad was talking to a high-level IRS agent who's a whistleblower. Well, he's beginning to become a whistleblower. He's been there a while. We'll just leave it at that. And he said, yeah, guess who we are raising 70% of our money off of now? My dad met with him yesterday, and he's like, guess. 70% of it, roughly, is coming from retirees because they've changed the regulations. Where now when you take money out of your 401k or whatever, they're taking retirees' houses, and the guy says he can't do it anymore, even though he's been there 20-plus years. He's a senior, and he's going to have to quit. Well, yeah. And he gives my dad all these documents and stuff, and a lot of it's not even secret or restricted. It's like none of it is. It's stuff like the Grace Commission, but an original copy of it they have at the IRS where all the money goes to offshore banks, none of it to run the country. And he was saying the IRS all over, because you know, the biggest IRS office in the country is based here in Austin, Texas. You know, big, giant complexes all over the place. I think it's 5-state area. That everybody else has horrible morale because they realize they're only allowed to go after middle class or poor people and retirees. And he said they're taking retirees' houses by the thousands a week. They come through just in the 5-state area where they're taking the houses. I mean, they're throwing retirees out of their houses. And this fella is basically retiree age. And they're understanding, because you know who's coming across their desk? Retired government people are having their houses taken, too. Oh, yeah, you're going to have everything taken. Let me just give that little message. If I just wrote an article about poverty increasing among retirees. Meanwhile, gas prices post rare steep rise in July ahead of war. Latest market glitch shows trading out of control. CNBC, it's not out of control, it's in control. It's the glitches when Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan come in and steal billions at a time. They're allowed to have their computers hooked right into the computers in front of everybody because they run the government. And they know when they're going to drop it and bring it right back up. It's these flip trades they do, and there's different permutations of it. Again, it's just madmen running everything. Flood of errant trades is a black eye for Wall Street. New York Times. Oh, a black eye. Jobless claims increase. Wall Street Journal. Hyper Mario in Germany on the verge of all-out warfare over the fact that they want to basically hyperinflate in Italy, but Germany doesn't want to. Stunning crimes of the big banks, worse than your wildest imaginations. Washington blog breaks these down. I wish I had time to go over this. And then I have the articles, again, where the IRS is waiting, demanding money on the spot. It's like a grandstanding, as if they can even do that. But that's the idea. That's why they passed a law last year in Louisiana. Where you can't pay cash for things if they're secondhand. I mean, that's like a prison. You got to buy your stuff from the company store, grapes of wrath, or we're going to throw you out on the highway. I mean, all the old forms of bondage, everything horrible is coming back. And listen, it's by design, and that's why I'm just so freaked out. In my gut, I have never been this concerned. Because once they start the war with Iran and Syria and probably Russia, once they drop the hammer, they're going to blow up stuff all over the country. They've got the police all ready to play the part of heroes. And they're going to say that the domestic groups are working with foreign governments. It won't matter how ridiculous it is. It won't matter if you point out that the Pentagon runs Al-Qaeda publicly. A lot of people are just going to get in line. And they're going to march the police and military after the American people. I mean, they're gangsters, folks. They say, we're going to shut down your business if your owner doesn't like same-sex marriage. I mean, these are gangsters. Mayor Bloomberg says he's going to tell you what you're going to eat. Obama has put in government health care, and his buddies are all exempt from having to do it. I mean, it's all so over the top. And it's these crazy, arrogant people. It's like when I caught city people stealing and trying to destroy Access TV 8-9 years ago. I wasn't even really on Access TV anymore, but we still put our tapes in there. And I went in. I could tell why they were shutting it down. I could tell how they were acting. And I said, yeah, I have proof you're stealing money. And they all freaked out and said, no, you better not release that proof. And I kind of, you know, used a cop trick on them to get them to admit they'd done it. And then, of course, I recorded that. And I went, and the city and the police wouldn't do anything because it went to the top of the city. And they were going to pay them all off to let them shut down Access Television just to get me off the air, even though I wasn't even on the air there anymore. And it was in the news, and they sent one guy to prison, the director. But he was just the patsy, and he was out in a couple of years. And it's just like that everywhere. These people don't know how to make things. They don't know how to create things. They just know how to steal stuff. And what they and again, they don't care that if they rob everybody up front, then no one will produce. They don't care. They'd rather snatch everything, let society collapse, live in an armored neighborhood with police guarding them, and then everything goes to hell in a handbasket instead of the American system of all people are empowered and freedom and rugged individualism that produces such incredible wealth. And all that's going out the window. And I think about how the globalists have got all this worked out. And it's so transparent if you're informed, but you got to realize the general public is not informed. They know not to trust the government now, and they know they're being lied to. But they don't really have an idea just how bad it is. Or they just feel desperate and disempowered, and they're like, well, what can I do to this system? What can I do? You know, families are having problems. Individuals are having problems. There's record numbers of suicides in the country, but also worldwide. And it's because deep down we know it's a failed system. And deep down, just like birds know 2 days before a hurricane's coming. I mean, they had a big study just came out a month ago. Guys, will you reprint that about science proves magnetic sensors in birds and fish? Of course, humans have them, too. That's what the cell phones and stuff are doing to us. All of this electromagnetic stuff is screwing us up. But, again, we have those instincts. We have that discernment. We have incredible systems built into us by the Creator. And everyone, if you don't intellectually know, we're in deep trouble. You deep down know it. And so men's wives get desperate. This happens in every culture. And get upset and get angry at their men. thinking that you can fix it if I just get on you. Well, that might work if your husband didn't get up 10,000 years ago and go out and kill a deer and bring it back because your kids were hungry. That might have worked then. That's the woman's instinct. That doesn't work now. We're in an artificial system. And it's designed by people who are inbred, so they're highly aggressive, highly dominant, but inbred, so they got a twist of insanity. And so many of the current policies we live under were developed during major, pretty much across the board, in many cases congenital, syphilis, which makes people insane. So our entire culture is based on inbreeding and syphilitic brain rot. And so the society they've built, which overlays the good that was in humanity, so there's two tracks. There's an overlay of just inbred, syphilitic, you know, Mad Hatter, toxified craziness. More news straight. Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for Truth Seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at InfoWars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.
Clear out your pantry and make room in your closets. You're going to need the space for these hot August deals at BePrepared.com. Going on now, save 23% on Provident Pantry Scrambled Egg Mix or 28% on freeze-dried strawberry slices. New this month, baking cocoa for daily use or long-term storage. Buy one of the Provident Pantry baking or dessert combos and save up to $25 off individual component pricing. Or add some weight to your water storage at BePrepared.com. The ultimate 55-gallon water barrel combo is on sale this month for only $94.99. Food and water storage is great, but how are you going to cook it in an emergency? The popular Volcano 2 collapsible stove. Save $27.96 off MSRP. Go to BePrepared.com for more details and more August savings now through August 31st. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
I read the news today, oh boy, about a lucky man who made the grade. And though the news was rather sad, well, I just had to laugh. I saw the photograph. He blew his mind out in a car. He did. didn't notice that the lights had changed. A crowd of people stood and stared. They'd seen his face before. Nobody was really sure if he was on the house of
law. The truth is, things have gotten out of control.
The English army had just won the war.
And it won't be like crises we've seen in past civilizations because the weaponry is so powerful. And the individuals that are in control of things claim they want a world government to end all these wars, but that's not really what's happening. They want to end individual freedom. They want to end sovereignty. They want to end choices. And if the UN ever gets in control, if the globalists ever get in full control, which they're close to doing, they have stated that they will kill the majority of us. And I know that's an incredible statement, but I mean, they've said it literally thousands of times. Does it matter? UN biological diversity assessments, State Department Memorandum 200, Ted Turner, Prince Charles, Prince Philip, that's their religion. And how do you get a sitcom, drama TV watching public to even imagine what they're facing? Even as they're being soft killed by cancer implanted in vaccines decades before, they still just go off and are killed by the medical system and have no idea that it was done to them in most cases. Just like fluoride, sevenfold increase in men and boys, threefold increase in women. New Harvard study looked at over 12 studies from 76 to 2011 and said, yeah, it brain damages you. It gives you cancer. And look, I know I said this yesterday and I said it the day before. It's a big deal. Okay. I mean, the people running things knew that in the 20s, folks. There have been thousands of these studies. I always say hundreds because I think, oh, that sounds too big. I'll lie and say less because I don't want it to sound. The only time I lie, folks, and I catch myself doing this, it's involuntary, is when I know the real number and people won't believe it, so I downgrade it. That's what I do. I generally don't exaggerate, and there's not much hyperbole here. Remember Aaron Dykes one time said, I heard you like 10 years ago when I was going to UT say that Madeleine Albright could squat, you know, leg press 600 pounds, and I thought it was a joke, and then I was watching a news show the other day, and they showed her doing it. Yeah, no, that was in the, she was bragging about it. I don't know if it's true or not. I mean, the point is, reality is so much crazier than anything I can describe to you. And so I'm just here, like you are, going, what do we do? I don't want a civil war. I don't want World War III. I don't like the bankers being tax exempt while they're taking retirees' houses after changing laws retroactively to rob them. Makes me angry. Makes me sick at my stomach. Makes me. I don't even know what to say anymore at this point. We're just going to go to break, come back, and then we've got a big guest coming up. And I'm going to try to just sit back and let her go through the exhibits here on air. It's one thing to read these thousands of pages. It's another thing to try to then cover it on air. It's very frustrating.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together, connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active, organize, take action, go viral, create, contribute, resist, because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.